Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. We just thank you. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you for the opportunity to come before you in prayer, O God. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. For the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as we, Father God, are going forth, O God, in prayer. On today, God, we just ask, Father God, that you would hear our prayer on today. You said in your word that if we believe and we will receive those things for which we will have asked, that if we believe and do not doubt, we shall have what we say. So, Lord, we just come to you in faith, oh God, believing in your word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to our very first prayer for the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. I thank God for the opportunity to come and pray for you, as God has put it upon my heart to pray. And I thank God for Sister Jamie, who is with us on today, that she has come and called in and let me know in the group that she is here. I thank God for her being here with me, Sister Jamie Simmons. Amen. I don't believe we're related, but I thank God for her being with me on today as we touch and agree in prayer. In the future, on Wednesdays, you can post your prayer request in the room for the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, and I will lift up your prayer request. You don't have to be here. Just let me know what your prayer concern is, and we will lift it up for you. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. While I'm praying, if you have a prayer request, you can press 1, and I will take your prayer request before we hang up, or you can post it in the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group room here on Facebook. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. God, there is none like you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, again, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together in your name for prayer. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that where two or more are gathered in your name, you said in your word that you would be in our midst. So, God, we thank you for being in our midst on today, God. Lord, we come humbly to your throne, but boldly to your throne, because you have given us, Father God, that right through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we come boldly to the throne of grace, making our petitions known unto you. Lord, we thank you for life. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for the use of our limbs. We thank you, O Lord, for the use of our vocal cords. God, we thank you for the ability to hear through our ear gates, our natural ear gates, and our spiritual ear gates. And God, we ask, Father God, that you will intensify our ability to hear you, our ability to discern, O God, what you are saying to us in this season. Lord, we need to hear from you. God, we, Father God, need to hear from you. We need to hear the direction for our lives, God. You said in your word that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you that you order our steps. You said if we commit our plans to you, that you will give us success. You said if we meditate on your word day and night, not letting the words of the book of the Lord depart from our lips, then we shall make our way prosperous and have good success. So, Lord, we thank you for total prosperity on today. We thank you, Lord, that we are successful in everything that we do. We thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, the top and not the bottom. We thank you, Lord, that we are the lender. We are the lender and not the borrower, oh God. We thank you that every need is met according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. Lord, we declare and decree that there is no lack in our lives. We declare and decree that there is no lack in our homes. We declare and decree that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We declare and decree that there is no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We bless your name. We magnify your name on today. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. Go ahead and praise him. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name on today, God. You are worthy. You alone are worthy. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Of the praise. We bring to you the sacrifice of praise, God. We put our trust in you, God. We don't trust, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but Lord, we place our trust in you, oh God, knowing that without you, we can do nothing, but with you, we can do all things. We declare and decree today that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. We can do all things through Jesus Christ, who gives us the power. Lord, we thank you that nothing is impossible with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now, I lift up the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. I lift up every woman. I lift up every member of that group, every woman that has joined the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, every woman that has joined, not just to be empowered, but to empower others. Lord, you have sent people into this group who are edifiers. You have sent people into this group who are encouragers. Lord, you have sent women into this group who, although they are going through and may be going through challenges in their own lives, they are taking time out to encourage somebody else. And Lord, I ask that you will bless each and every woman in the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. Lord, I ask that you will let your blessings overflow into their lives. Whatever need they have, God, I thank you for meeting every need, God. I thank you, Lord, for touching their bodies, for those who are dealing with sickness, oh God, and doctor's reports that are not conducive to your word, God. I declare supernatural healing over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself and every woman that is a part of the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. I speak joy and peace and prosperity and power over every life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are not here on the prayer line and those who are here, God, I pray supernatural exponential blessings to overtake them, God. You said in your word that goodness and mercy shall follow us all of the days of our lives. So, God, we claim that word for ourselves, huh? And we declare that we are walking in the manifold blessings. We are walking in your blessings, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for walking with us. Thank you for talking with us. Lord, even as Father God, Sister Jamie presented to the group on yesterday, and she asked, when was the last time you heard the voice of God? Lord, we pray that you will speak to us daily. Speak to our hearts, God. We need to hear from you, God. We need to hear from you, Lord. We need your word. We need, Father God, your direction. We need your guidance, God. Lord, let it not just be, let us not be, Father God, so consumed with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Let us not be so consumed with Candy Crush and Family Feud and other games, internet games. Let us not be so consumed with what people are saying on their walls, God. But let us, Father God, tap our ear into your throne room, oh God, to hear what it is that you have to say to us. God, we need to hear you speak to us. I need to hear you speak to me. Sister Jamie needs to hear you speak to her, oh God. Every woman in the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group needs to hear you speak to them specifically, God. We need to hear from you specifically, God. Speak to our hearts, God. Give us direction. Give us guidance. Somebody's in a quandary right now, God. Somebody is in the need of guidance. Somebody needs your direction on today, God. And Father God, I pray that you release, that you release clarity on today, God. Lord, release clarity. Let them hear from you on today, God. Open our ear gates. Open the ear gates, Father God. Open the eye gates, oh God. Father God, open it up. Open it up. Let the word pop up off the pages of the Bible, oh God. Let that answer come, oh God, through the word of the prophet, through the word of the preacher, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need to hear from you. If we don't hear from you, oh God, we don't know what we will do, God. So we thank you for divine direction. We thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for every woman in the Women to Women to Empowerment Group. Lord, I pray, we pray for marriages, huh? We pray for marriages right now, Lord. I pray supernatural blessings over every marriage, God. Hallelujah. Lord, let each woman, Father God, reverence her husband. Let each woman reverence her husband, God. Let each husband, Father God, cherish his wife, oh God. Lord, where there is disunity, we pray for unity, oh God. Where there is discord, God, we pray for peace, oh God. Where there is separation, God, we pray for reconciliation in the name of Jesus. Lord, let marriages come together. We bind up the spirit of divorce and we loose the spirit of longevity in marriage, that whom you have joined together, huh? No man can put asunder, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for marriages right now and healthy households. And Lord, we pray for relationships. I pray for relationships right now, God, for every single woman in the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, for every woman, God, who's looking, Father God, to be found of her husband, for every woman who's looking to be married, God. Lord, you said in your word that as we delight ourselves in you, that you will give us the desires of our hearts, oh God. So Lord, we pray for every single woman that has a desire to be married, oh God, and we declare and decree that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we won't just take anybody, God. We don't have to settle for less. We don't have to be desperate, oh God. They don't have to be desperate, God, but they will wait for their Boaz. They will wait for the man that you have ordained for them. Hallelujah. Help them to stay chaste. Help them to keep themselves holy, God, before you, God, while they are waiting for that husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you are able, and we worship you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and worship God. We worship you, O Lord. We magnify your name. We praise you, O Lord. We exalt thee, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just go ahead and praise him wherever you are. Worship God wherever you are. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. So we came to worship God. We thank God for answered prayer. God, we thank you in advance for answered prayer, O God. We thank you in advance, God. Hallelujah. That the prayer has already been answered. We thank you for divine manifestation of the prayers that we are praying on today, God. Help every single woman, Father God, hallelujah, to know that her identity is not tied up in whether or not she is married. Her identity is not tied up in a man, oh God, but her identity is tied up into whom you have called her to be, that she is a whole person, oh God. Lord, heal every broken area in the name of Jesus. There are some women right now, God, under the sound of my voice, and they are broken, God. They are broken. They are hurting, God. Lord, I speak healing over every area that is broken. I speak healing over every hurting woman right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree right now, woman, thou art loose. Be healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you. And as we continue this prayer, I'm going to open up and start the, I see a hand. Amen. I'm going to open up as you have a prayer request right now, hallelujah. Even as we're in the middle of prayer, we're going to open up and begin to take prayer requests. God bless you. Area code 973, your hand is raised. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, oh God. Lord, you're worthy. Just go ahead and praise him. I don't know. I guess that was a mistake that your hand is raised. Area code 973. Amen. We're going to keep praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We worship you. Lord, we pray for every woman, God. We pray for every single woman, every married woman. Lord, women that have issues, God, women who are hurting, but they're serving you, God. Lord, I speak healing, the balm of Gilead, to be released over every woman right now in the name of Jesus. No more hindrances, no more pain, no more heartache, no more pain. Hallelujah. No more struggles. The struggle is over in the name of Jesus. Go deep, God, and begin to minister to that area, God. Lord, we thank you for supernatural healing on today, God. Lord, the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost, Father God, emanating through this prayer line in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we don't have to walk with hindrances. Lord, help us to forgive those who have hurt us. God is saying forgive. Forgive those who have trespassed against you. Don't let these haters, don't let these people who are coming against you, don't let the people who have hurt you in the past hold you in bondage, huh? God says, let it go. Remember Lot's wife. She could not let go of the past. And God is saying to you on today, if you release that thing to him, he will give you a supernatural release, and you will have joy, unspeakable joy, like you have never experienced before. Your next place is tied up in your releasing that person, releasing that thing to God. Hallelujah. God is saying, give it to me on today. It is too heavy for you to carry. Your burden is too heavy for you to carry. He's saying, give it to me. I will carry it for you. I want you to be free, because there's much that I have for you to do, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And I need you to be free to go to the next place. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive it on today and release that person. Release those haters. Release those people that have come against you recently. You've been in much opposition. You've been in much warfare. And God is saying, release those people to me. Let them go. Forgive them. Be like Jesus and say, Lord, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't have a clue as to who they're messing with. When they're messing with you, when they're coming against you, they don't have a clue as to who they're coming against. But God says, give them to me. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we give our enemies to you. We ask, Father God, that you would bless those who persecute us. Hallelujah. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will help us to forgive. Help us to release the burden of the yoke of anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. So, Father, we pray for every woman in the Women to Women Empowerment Group. I pray for every household, God. I pray for blessings, Father God, to come into every household. I pray for prosperity to come into every household. Your Bible says that riches and prosperity are in my house. And I declare for my home and for the home of all the sisters who are gathered together on one accord on this prayer line and in the Women to Women Empowerment Group, God. Thank you for joy. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for peace, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you for goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives. Not just following us, but catching up with us, oh God. We are in a new season. God said it's a new season. It's a new day. God says, behold the season that you're in. You are in a new season. And the Lord is saying on today that he is pouring out the blessings of Abraham over your life. God says all you have to do is believe. Rest from your labor and believe. Yes, continue to do the things that I've given you to do, but God says do not struggle with doubt and unbelief anymore. Rest in faith, huh? And believe that everything that you touch shall prosper. Believe that your marriage shall succeed. Believe that you shall be married one day. Believe that your body is healed. Believe that there is money in your bank account. Believe that you will be, that you are getting promoted on your job. Believe that the job is yours. Opportunity is coming. Doors of opportunity are opening before you. God is saying, walk into the blessings of Abraham. Every place at the feet of your
foot shall touch. God says you shall possess the land in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Huh? Worship God for his word. Worship God for his, who he is. Lord, we worship you. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. 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 So, Lord, we just thank you for every child of every woman in this group. Lord, we call our seed blessed. As your word says, not only are we blessed, but our seed is blessed. So, Lord, we lift up every child. God, we snatch children out of drug addiction. We snatch children out of fornication and homosexuality. We snatch children out of unbelief. We snatch our children out. We snatch children out. Lord, those children, God, who have gone like the prodigal, we call back every prodigal in the name of Jesus. We call back every prodigal. We call back our children in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off of the children of the women of God. We declare and decree that you cannot have the children of the women of God. We declare that our seed is blessed. We call them blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, even now, as we continue this prayer, as I open up the phone lines, God, I just thank you for every woman who is here. I thank you for every woman that is here, God. Send a special blessings upon their lives, God. Continue to bless them and bless them indeed. Bless their businesses. Bless them on the job with promotion, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for blessing and prosperity and peace and joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this last 5 minutes, last 3 minutes and I see four, we've opened up the phone lines. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you can speak if you like. If you have a prayer request, you can bring that forth. If you want to pray, you can bring that forth. Amen. The prayer line is open. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, God, for the women who are gathered here. God, those who have come. God, I pray, Father God, manifold blessings. Hallelujah. Somebody's waiting for a phone call, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for that answer to that prayer, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For divine favor. I thank you for money coming. Ha. Oh, God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for money right now, God. Money cometh. Money cometh. I call money into the households of those on this line. I call money into the households of those in the group who will listen to this prayer, God. I call money in, oh, God. Hallelujah. Money to pay every bill. I declare that every need is met in the name of Jesus, that there is no lack in the households of faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today. We worship your holy name, God. We magnify your name. Thank you, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, those on the brink of foreclosure, those on the brink of eviction, those who are behind in the bills, God, we thank you for supernatural release of money, God. We thank you for tangible peace of money, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that there is no lack. We are the lender. We are the lender. We are the blessed of the Lord. We are the prosperous. We are, my God. We are fulfilled in every need, that every need is met. There is no lack, God. So I thank you, Lord, and I ask you for the release, the manifestation of what you have already said in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and bless his name. God is worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. He's worthy. You're worthy, oh Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. With the half, hallelujah. God is faithful. God wants me to remind you, women of God, that he is faithful. He is faithful to complete the work that he has begun in you. God has begun a great work in you. And if you stay on course, refuse to quit, you shall see the fulfillment of the prophecy that has been spoken over your life, whether it's through the preached word, through the prophet, or through your time with God, when God has spoken to your spirit prophetically, you shall receive the manifestation of God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, this is Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons, and our time of prayer has come to an end. I'm moving out in obedience to pray for a half an hour every Wednesday. Meet me here next Wednesday and tell the women that you know, your friends. I know a lot of you have invited your friends to come to the Women to Women Empowerment Group. Look, this is not a networking group. This is a group of edification and encouragement where we're going to come and be built up in the Lord, because do you not know that if you put God first, you will prosper in everything that you do? So I want to make sure that in this group we are keeping first things first, and we will network with each other and get to know each other, but keep God first. Let me encourage you, women of God. Keep God first. God's going to bless you during these Wednesdays that we come together. Even starting today, some of you are going to walk into miracles. Amen. You're going to see manifestation of God's word taking place in your life. And even as you do that, believe God. Keep your faith on fire. Keep your faith on fire. Do not let it go down to an ember. Keep it on fire and keep believing God, because God is getting ready to show up and show out in your life. And if you receive it, just say hallelujah. Go ahead and bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. We're going to go down, not down. I have to change my language. That's religious talk. We're going down from this place. No, we're not going down from anywhere. We're going up. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going up. We're going higher in the Lord. So we're getting ready to leave this time of prayer. Again, I'll see you in the Women to Women Empowerment Group. This is your prayer line for the Women to Women Empowerment Group, a dedicated line for you to bring your prayer requests and to be edified through prayer. There is power in prayer. Amen. Know that God loves you, and so do I. Go in peace, my sister, and serve the Lord. I'm going to play James Fortune, I believe, as we leave this place on today. God bless you. Have a phenomenally blessed day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Point where you you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problems an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.